God. Praise God. I think you're about to get it, folks.
Yes.
I think you're about to get it.
God.
Thank you, Papa God.
Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him when it's dark. Praise Him when it's light. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Wow. Wow. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, we thank you that all of heaven fights for us.
Hallelujah!
We thank you that we are not alone. You did not abandon us, Lord. Lord, you bring, I don't know how many angels to our assistance.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Multitudes of heavenly hosts, Lord. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Lord, sometimes we think we're so low, we don't see what's around us. We don't see what you've surrounded us with, Lord God. You don't see the things that you have provided for us. Help us with our feelings, Lord God. Help us when we think that we're all alone and destitute and there's no way out of this situation. Help us, Lord, to see that heaven has been dispatched to help us. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, you're so good. You're so good. Thank you, mighty God. We ask you to continue to surround us with your protection during this time, Lord God. Surround our families, our loved ones, Lord God. Lord, let your angels stand guard. Thank you, Jesus. Protect us in our coming and going.
Glory, 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 glory.
And Lord, provide for every situation, every need we have, Lord God. Oh, we give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for walking with us every day, assuring us of our salvation and our Lord watching over us. Thank you, Jesus. You're a great God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say something. I want you to repeat it after me. In fact, stand up a minute. All right. Listen to me now. Live life like you're alive.
Live life like you're alive.
That's the name of my message this morning. Live life like you're alive. Amen?
Amen.
And I hope when we leave today, you will think, I'm going to live life like I'm alive.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
All right, spin around. Okay, stretch a little bit. I want you wide awake. I'm liable to get emotional. Hallelujah. If I get emotional, I want you all to be emotional. Amen? All right, you can be seated. You can be seated if you want. Now, there are countless things in life that people get excited about. Right? Music, for instance. Sports, movies, video games, new clothes, parties. And I also understand, I've noticed that money excites a lot of people. Amen? Amen? What gets you going? Think about that for just a second. What is it that excites you? So why does society become so excited or stimulated over man-made achievements and certain events in life? Now, most people would agree that winning an Oscar or a Super Bowl ring is quite an accomplishment. So is becoming a doctor or an astronaut or a president. But none of these achievements mean anything in eternity.
Right on.
Nothing at all. Let me ask you, have you noticed that over the past few months, many of the things that society has held dear in the past do not seem to matter anymore?
Yes, amen.
Amen? Did you ever think that 18-screen Cinemark theater would be closed? Never. Things that we took for granted, we saw they were so important to our lives, don't matter anymore. And that's because of the recent onslaught and attack of the accuser. Many limits have been set and certain freedoms revoked on us. Amen. Frustration levels have increased and increased and increased in America.
Yes.
The isolationist attitude of, oh well, it's not affecting me or my family, is a thing of the past. This forerunner of things to come, COVID-19, has affected all of us. It has affected all of us. Some of the enjoyments and passions of the past are no longer available, and I don't really care. I don't care about them much anymore. I've gotten along without them, and it's kind of nice.
Amen.
Right? A lot of things I don't mind missing at all anymore. In fact, when football comes on, I don't even know if I'll watch it. I don't watch baseball with an empty stadium. Why should I watch football with an empty stadium? And it won't last because nobody's paying those bills.
That's right.
That's right.
They're big.
Do you find things less appealing? Or is it just me? It would appear to me that there's an effort to set new boundaries of who we are, what we can and cannot do, and what the future supposedly holds for mankind. But who we really are is not something which can be altered or changed so easily.
That's right.
As long as we remember whose we are.
Amen.
Whose we are.
Yes, Lord.
For just a moment, it seems as though we, the church, have been caught up both following and marching to the same beat of the drum everyone else has. Wake up, church.
Amen.
That's right.
Wake up, church. That's not who we are.
Right on.
Thank you, Lord.
And not who we were created to be.
Thank you, Lord.
Everyone who proclaims the name Christian is a Christ follower. That's who we are. We have an identity, and we should easily be, and it should be easily identified by those in the world. Amen. We have a heritage. We have a future. We have a destiny.
Yes.
It's time we stood up collectively together and reclaimed what has been stolen from our under our very noses. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I said to Bonnie yesterday, the day before, that I understand there's other things happening to the churches in California now besides not being able to sing. They have some other regulations they've passed on them now. Come on, folks. The church is the church. We're not the world's. We're Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, I want to share a scripture with you that should be read over and over and over until it becomes part of the very fabric of your being. And I'm reading today, these scriptures I'm going to give you are out of the Message. If you don't have a Message Bible, you need to pick one up, because sometimes it gives you a completely different view or viewpoint than our normal New King James Version does. Amen? Ephesians chapter 1. Out of the Message, we're going to start with verse 3. All right? How blessed is God? And what a blessing He is. He's the Father of our Master Jesus Christ and takes us to high places of blessing in Him.
Hallelujah.
What is that, high places of blessing? It's levels of favor we could never achieve with any amount of labor.
Amen.
Hallelujah. High places of blessings. Long before He laid down earth's foundations, He had us in mind. Who was on His mind? Put your name right there. Put your name in there. You were on His mind. All right? Long before He laid down earth's foundations, He had us in mind, had settled on us as the focus of His love. Whoo! Did you get that, folks? Before the earth was even formed, He had settled on us as the focus of His love to be made whole and holy by His love.
Thank you, Lord.
Long ago, He decided to adopt us into His family through Jesus Christ. What pleasure He took in planning this.
Yeah.
Wow. He wanted us to enter into the celebration of His lavish gift giving by the hand of His beloved Son. What kind of gift giving?
Lavish.
Immeasurable gift giving.
Hallelujah.
Immeasurable gift giving. Then go down to verse 11. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for.
Amen.
That's why it's so important we realize and know who we are and who we belong to. Right?
Glory.
Let me read that again. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, He had His eye on us, had designs on us for glorious living.
Amen.
Part of the overall purpose He is working out in everything and everyone.
Glory to God.
Verse 13.
Glory to God.
It's in Christ that you, once you heard the truth and believed it, that's the message of your salvation, found yourselves home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
The signet from God is the first installment, that's the Holy Spirit, on what's coming. A reminder that we'll get everything God has planned for us, a praising and glorious life. Wow.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Wow.
Glory to your name.
Now, these scriptures also give us a true definition and clarity to the scripture in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, where it says, the plans that God has made for us for our well-being and our welfare. Before He even formed the earth, He was making plans for you and me.
Amen.
Plans for our future. Amen. Glorious plans they are. Is there anyone here who's seen the movie called Groundhog Day, where the fellow wakes up with his alarm every morning only to discover it is the same day as the one before, and it keeps repeating over and over again? The way we're living right now is the devil's version of our Groundhog Day.
Yeah, you can put it that way.
the same day over and over again. What we've been led to believe is that this is the world's new norm. But it is not what God has planned for us.
Right on.
Thank you, God.
Not what God has planned for us. What we have been led to believe is a lie.
Right.
And it's not scriptural. Listen, God hasn't changed.
Right on.
Hallelujah.
He hasn't put his plans of abundant life on hold. But far too many of God's people have done that to themselves.
Yes.
Who are you and whose are you? There should be no question or hesitation with your answer. If you are a Christian, the correct answer is, I am Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I belong to Jesus Christ. I am an heir. I'm an adopted son or daughter of the Most High God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ.
Glory.
I'm a king's kid.
Glory.
I have an inheritance coming to me, and I am somebody.
Yes.
Because God has made me somebody. I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Far too many people in life have been belittled and don't feel like they have any value.
Right.
Words said about them, words repeated in their mind, along with any negative influences or false accusations, have been allowed to shape and redefine people's lives. Back in the 30s, people suffered through the Great Depression. Now, all other depressions we have are compared to the Great Depression, right? The one difference between now and then, brothers and sisters, is back in the 30s, people had hope. They had hope. The depressive state we witness today seems more real because we are led to believe that there is simply no hope. No hope. Hope is not, and hope does not, come from a stimulus check.
That's right. Amen.
Right.
Absolutely.
Hope is not wrapped up in one stimulus check. That's condemnation designed to fuel a continual state of depression. However, it's never too late to change the world and your destiny by changing the vocabulary that comes from within us.
Amen.
Simply begin by speaking what the Word of God consistently declares about your situation.
Yes.
2 weeks ago, we talked about some of our words. You may remember at the end of my message, I had us declare these words. You might have seen it on the video if you weren't here. Words are so important. Your words are so important. In Psalm chapter 42 and verse 5 in the message, it says, why are you down in the dumps, dear soul? Why are you crying the blues? Fix my eyes on God. Soon I'll be praising again. He puts a smile on my face. He's my God. The writer of this psalm is trying to change his attitude. Man, get a hold of yourself. What you're witnessing is not of God. It's not of God. Sounds like something you and I need to be doing, doesn't it?
Yep.
Amen?
Yep.
There's no need to sing the blues. God is the one, not us, who is responsible and well able to bring the changes we are seeking. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And as we begin to speak, proclaiming the changes we seek, the more we become increasingly aware of the blessings awaiting us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all remember the story in Acts chapter 16 about Paul and Silas. They got beaten and thrown into jail. And put in stocks, and at midnight they started praising, started singing hymns and praising God. And we know the jails cells opened up, and they could have all left, but they didn't. And it turned out that the jailer was saved, and the whole situation was turned around because of their praising in this bad situation. Now, we may be confined to home, folks, but we're not in stocks in a jail, flipping jail.
Thank you, God.
What's our attitude?
Praise.
What's our attitude?
Praise.
Here's a question for believers. What are you expecting God to do for you and those you hold dear in your life? If the answer is you don't know, then you're probably settling for whatever. You only get in the crumbs from the master's table when you could be feasting at the master's table. God has prepared an extravagant feast big enough to feed the entire world. And the time has come for you to claim your place, your chair at God's banquet table, and begin consistently enjoying the feast that has been bountifully prepared for you.
Hallelujah.
And let me say this, Hallelujah. If you don't start now, when will you ever begin?
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. No more wasting time. That's over. Get prepared, saints. A new day is coming. A new day is coming. We are on the brink of a revival in God's church. Amen. 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 It will be a glorious church, and it will preempt the rapture of the church. Amen. Wonderful, marvelous, magnificent, superb. Just a few descriptive words of what we can anticipate for the church and God's anointed believers. Just a few words. Now, if I was you, I'd shout.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Come on. If I was you, I'd shout.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Stand up.
Glory.
Stand up. Breathe. Come on. Breathe. Spin around. You've been down too long. All right. All right. Now you can sit down again. If I was you, I would shout.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Right now, it's time to praise and thank God for what He has already supplied. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I hope you're like me. I can look back on my life and see God's hand in so many areas of my life. He has supplied so much for Bonnie and me. And my children, hallelujah. It's incredible, that's right. For the effort that I put into it, it's incredible.
Yes.
Right?
Woo!
Come on.
Yes.
Come on, shout.
Amen. Woo, I can
come on.
Yes.
It's time to praise and thank God for what He's already supplied, right? We must raise our praise in expectation of the blessings flowing through God's pipeline to His people. Amen.
Amen.
And just like Paul and Silas, we praise Him. Even in the orchestrated chaos we are now experiencing as we wait His deliverance. Amen.
Amen.
Praise Him, folks. Always praise Him. Hallelujah. On everything God has for us. Because we continue to believe the lies of the enemy. Whether they're spoken by men or derived in our own thinking.
Yeah.
Let me assure you, the devil will never speak the truth.
Right.
And he will continue to spread lies until he's locked up and thrown into the pits of hell.
That's right.
And here's the beautiful, glorious truth concerning you. God does not want any of his children to settle for anything less than his very best.
Amen.
God does not want any of his children to settle for anything less than his very best. God is never affected by our circumstances.
Amen.
Never. Only we are.
Amen.
Those around you may be willing to settle for less and thereby limit God's ability to work out the best in their life, but that doesn't mean you have to follow that example.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. Listen, amen. Settling invites mediocrity.
Right.
Yep. When settling and mediocrity are mixed, they end up limiting your ability to believe and receive from God. Don't allow the word mediocrity to define your relationship with Jesus.
That's right.
Wow. You don't have to settle or sweep up the crumbs from the master's table.
Thank you.
God has plenty of room to provide everyone with a seat at his table. The naysayers of the world would shout, "Really? Everyone? Are you kidding me? If what you're telling me were so wonderful, there'd be a line a mile long wanting to sign up." Listen, the naysayers and the never have anything good to say about anythingers, they can chant whatever they want to. And they will continue to do so as long as someone will listen to them.
Yeah.
But God would have me remind you, even the devil can talk a good game. Saints, quit listening to
Amen.
The devil. Clear your mind of negative thinking. If God can create the entire world in 6 days and afford to rest on the seventh, he can do anything he wants at any time he wants.
Amen.
Amen. And God will do what he says he can do.
Amen.
There's no hidden agenda with God, only the gospel and only the truth. The question is, what do you believe God can do for you? Maybe it's high time you examine your thinking, your personal thoughts on this issue, and raise the level of your expectations. Amen. Does the 23rd Psalm, does it go like this? The Lord is my shepherd, throw me a bone. No. No. It declares, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want. What an amazing statement of faith. David understood that he had everything he would need because the Lord would supply. You and I should be that confident.
Amen.
Amen. Don't let the devil tell you any different. God is not a God to leave you wanting. Amen. Look at Psalm 23, this 1 through 3, and this is from the message again. God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction.
Amen.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, have some faith.
Amen.
Have some faith. Start believing. Don't settle for less than what God has promised. Begin to declare the provision of God and watch how he will both deliver you and astound you beyond your expectation. You might say, well, I'm down in the dumps. What are you doing there? So what? Start singing. Start praising. Start thanking God for what he's done and rejoicing in what he's going to do.
Yeah.
One of my favorite words to say is hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Start there. Hallelujah. You might say, well, I'm feeling great. I'm on the mountaintop. Wonderful. But you still need to praise Him when things are going well. It'll keep the devil defeated and confused.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Blessings will continue to flow, folks, as you pray.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
As you continue to praise. Philippians 4:19 says that. God shall supply all you need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God not only wants to, but He can and He will exceed your level of expectation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
raise
you,
the bar, saints. Raise
Lord.
The bar.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The world scoffs at the miracles of God and says how foolish. Calls them coincidence. Let them scoff all they want. Who cares what they think? The only opinion we need to be concerned about is the only one that really matters. God's. What does God think? Amen? God's principles are not limited because of our surroundings or circumstances or employment or bank account. God's principles work everywhere, for everyone, every time, for all those who have faith enough to believe that their God will come through to them without fail.
That's right. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
I want to read you another scripture out of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 43, starting with verse 16. If you want to turn there a minute, I'll give you time. This is from the Message. All right, starting in verse 16, and we're going to go through verse 21. This is what God says. The God who builds a road right through the ocean, who carves a path through pounding waves, the God who summons horses and chariots and armies, they lie down and then can't get up. They're snuffed out like so many candles. Forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert. Be present. I'm about to do something brand new.
Ooh, hallelujah.
It's bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert. Rivers in the Badlands. Wild animals will say thank you. The coyotes and the buzzards, because I provided water in the desert, rivers through the sun-baked earth, drinking waters for the people I choose, the people I made especially for myself, a people custom made, listen, to praise me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Custom made to praise me.
Thank you,
forget about the doom and gloom. Forget the doom and gloom the world has predicted. The world doesn't understand that God is still on His throne. People do not realize that God has all the answers. The unbelievers ridicule and mock the idea of a God who controls the universe. But we know God.
Amen.
We know God. And over, the scriptures reveal the love, power, faithfulness, deliverance, and abundance of our Heavenly Father.
Yes, amen.
Yes, we may have needs today, but God has promised to supply for those needs. Saints, keep your eyes focused on the Lord. Activate your praise and worship, thanking Him for what He's already done and for what He will do. Amen. He has promised and He is faithful. Amen. He has promised and He is faithful. Right now it's time to praise God for the rivers that are about to flow in your desert. Amen. For the road that is yet to appear. For the light to soon to shine at the end of the tunnel that will lead you to where abundance lives and flows freely. For the path that won't continue to circle the mountain for days and weeks and years, but will split the mountain wide open, making a way where there seems to be no way, straight through our mountain of circumstance. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Your faith coupled with your praises will change the circumstances in your life. Do not wait one more minute. Praise God right now.
Amen.
Right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Right now. Right now. Regardless of the past, something brand new is visible on the horizon. Amen. Lamentations 3:23 in the New Living Translation says, "Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning." Each morning. His mercies are new morning after morning after morning after morning. Every morning of every day, new mercies are on the way. Thank you, Jesus. What have you done to deserve such grace and favor? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. God's generosity doesn't depend on your performance.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Accepting Jesus as your Savior is the only qualification necessary to receive everything that God has prepared for those who love Him.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Everything. Amen. Only your relationship with Jesus reserves your place at the Master's table. Jesus qualifies you to partake from all the riches in heaven.
Glory.
And there's not one thing the accuser can say or do that will keep you from that rightful place.
Amen. That's true.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, I'm going to read you another scripture. You women are going to love this. You men will like some of it too. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 7 through 10. Out of the Message again. The first two words say, seize life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Seize life. Sounds like abundant life to me. Eat bread with gusto. Drink wine with a robust heart. It's talking about benefits of an abundant life. Oh yes. God takes pleasure in your pleasure.
Amen.
Wow. God takes pleasure in your pleasure. That's God's approval of the abundant life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen, ladies, dress festively every morning. Don't skimp on colors and scarves. Relish life with the spouse you love each and every day of your precarious life. Each day is God's gift. It's all you get in exchange for the hard work of staying alive. Make the most of each one. Whatever turns up, grab it and do it. And heartily. This is your last and only chance at it. For there's neither work to do nor thoughts to think in the company of the dead, where you're most certainly headed.
There you go.
Amen.
Do it now.
Do it now while you can.
Brothers and sisters, we should not be living life in fear or dread as if somehow death is imminent tomorrow. It's time to live abundant life. The abundant life. The life that God has determined for you. Now, saints, start living life like you are really living.
Amen.
Start living life like you are really living.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Start living life like you are really living.
Amen.
So much to do, so little time to do it.
Yeah.
Let me say it again. Now is the time to start living life like you are really living. I want you to repeat with me that thing. Mm-hmm. start living life like you are really living. God is eager to spend eternity with you.
Amen.
But in the meantime, He expects you to live life to the fullest. Live life like you are really living.
Amen.
Praise and worship are a huge part of this abundant life.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah, that's the truth.
It is a huge part of abundant life. We started this church in 1992, and since 1992, I've been telling you, praise and worship.
Amen.
Essential.
It's the key. It's the secret to abundant living.
Amen.
Praise and worship. Well, I don't sing very good.
No.
It doesn't matter.
Nope.
It's right.
It doesn't matter. Make a cheerful noise.
Amen.
Joyful noise.
Joyful noise.
Mm-hmm. It don't matter. Years ago, we were singing in a quartet, and we went to this church. They were having a singing type thing. And we were waiting our turn to get up there and bless everybody with our singing. And this little guy, he's probably my age now, got up, and this man couldn't sing, but his heart was singing.
Amen.
And folks, it was one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard in my life.
Anointing.
People in the world would have said that was terrible, but it broke our hearts. Because it came from his heart.
Amen.
Your singing voice doesn't matter. It's your attitude that needs to change. And if Satan's told you your singing voice is lousy, after this message, I hope you tell him where to go.
Gotta do it in love.
You don't have love, Satan.
You can just tell.
I asked Bonnie, that last song we sang this morning, I asked her to come and sing it again. So I'm going to invite her to do that, and I'm going to pray for us. Let's praise this. Raise a Hallelujah is the title of this song. And folks, say that word over and over again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, it's the start of getting this praise boiling inside of you. It's something to begin that process. Go to Mardell's and get you some praise and worship music. Not some contemporary singer entertaining you. Get some songs that you can sing along with. They may be old. I don't care. Get songs that you can just bless the Lord with that singer on them CDs. Amen? Please. And spend time just praising God for what He's done in the past and what He's capable of doing in your life and willingly to do in your life in the future. It's more than Him just being capable. He wants to.
Yes.
He wants to. He wants to bless you and give you a great, great life. Don't think it looks like that movie that you hadn't been able to see here lately. Because your life don't look like that. That's the idea of some writer and how it looks. What does he know about life?
Probably not.
It's entertainment. That's all. Come on, buddy.
I actually forgot that he asked me to do this again. Prepare myself.
I wrote it down.
You wrote it down for yourself, didn't you? I should have read it on my paper, but I didn't.
Person that's here and each person that will see that video, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, this is your message. It just rolls in my spirit all the time that instead of the downward trend that the world always is putting toward us and on us, Lord, we need to be looking up, calling out to you, living your life, Lord, in abundance. Lord, you are capable of changing everything. There's nothing you can't do, Lord.
Amen. Thank
you. Nothing. We look at what's going on and we think it's so final. We'll have this stuff forever, we think. So what? So what? I belong to Jesus.
Amen.
We belong to Jesus.
Thank you, Papa.
Who has promised such great and wonderful things. In the last promises, when we go home to be with Him.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. God. We can't lose.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Lord, open our eyes and our hearts, our minds, Lord God, to see and believe your word and not to fake news.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, bless you people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all. I love you.
And the Lord bless you, Pastor. Mr. Oh,